And we are joined by the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Coach, a crazy second game of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, hello, Kelly. It was. Certainly an entertaining game. Mm-hmm. But I just got on when you were talking again about special teams, and you know, we talked about it last night. We were plus one, and tonight we were minus one, and obviously that's the difference. You know, we had a great opportunity there with the 5-on-3 to extend a one goal lead, and you know, credit them, and particularly their goalie. They put in the Bailey girl. She was outstanding. I mean, we had a lot of great chances, and she stopped them all. That turned out in the end to be the difference.
Your team thought they had a shorthanded goal there, and they reviewed it. It was a great setup by Steph, except the puck ended up coming in behind her skates there at the blue line on that play to Tugas. How does that kind of change the momentum of a game? I know.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're looking at 3-1 shorthanded goal, which is always kind of takes the wind out of the sails of the team that gives it up, and you know, you extend your lead. So, you know, as it turned out, that goal gets taken off the board, and they wind up scoring the next two goals to go up 3-2. But I was really proud of how we responded after that. I thought we stepped on the gas a little bit and scored some really great work type goals, and we're able to get a one goal lead going into the third, which is usually pretty a pretty good spot for us to be in.
Well, I know that when Robert Morris went up 3-2, Kristen Huber's goal couldn't have come at a better time. How crucial was that to change the momentum again?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. It was just a real gritty goal by her. You know, Lauren made a good play by what we call shooting with a purpose. She shot a good hard shot low to the far side, and Huber's went hard to the net and was getting taken down, but she still got her stick on it and was able to put it in. So that was a big goal, and then the next goal was another great effort. Just Steph Anderson was like, she just wasn't going to be denied, and you know, was able to score.
What a highlight goal that was, too. Not often you see a goal like that, backhanded, upper corner. She definitely proves why she is on Team USA with that one.
Yeah, that was a national team player type effort. But you know what? It was a result of a great shift. All five of the gals on the ice all had a hand in it. You know, Missy Hunt pinched a couple times. Hutch made some great plays. Hannah Moore got her stick on a puck that was instrumental in that goal. You know, Tugi made some plays. It was just a great shift. I was saying that afterwards, just a great, great shift. And to be rewarded like that was kind of fun to see.
Some things that get overlooked by the fans that don't get to look at the final stats. But Emily Berglund today on the faceoff went 6-for-7. For a freshman, she looked like a veteran out there today. I was really impressed.
Yeah, she did a nice job. I think, she did a nice job last night as well. So it's, just a part of her game. She does a great job defensively. She's got talent on the offensive side. And face-offs are big. We talk about it all the time. Every face-off's a big one because it means puck possession.
Coach, I know Erin Dieters probably wished for a different outcome. She didn't see a lot of shots on net today. 13 saves for Dietz. Anything differently she can do next time around?
Well, yeah, she tells you she wasn't, you know, she's not happy with the performance. And, 17 shots, 4 goals is certainly not a good performance. And just some of the goals just weren't good goals. You know, their second, third goals in particular were just kind of sloppy. It's tough in a game like this. Obviously, you're not getting a lot of work. You know, the goalie at the other end is booting everything out. And it's just one of those games where you have to be mentally sharp. But credit Robert Morris as well. They got pucks to the net and they made some plays and they were able to get the 4 buyer.
Well, I know, Coach, we talked to you on Wednesday night a little bit about the physicality of women's hockey. I know people seem to think it's not as physical as a men's game, but looking through the list of penalties, slashing, hooking, roughing, checking, definitely saw a lot of physicality here today, which is probably good for your team to get used to. Obviously, WCHA play is going to be a little bit tougher.
Oh, no doubt. They were finishing a lot of checks. There's no question. They were finishing a lot of checks, and they finally started calling them in the third period, and we had our opportunities on the power play. We couldn't score. And then on the game-tying goal, Steph got ran into the referee pretty good, and she wasn't able to get back into the play. And you know, they wind up scoring on it. But again, credit them for making plays to get the pucks in the net. But no question, it's going to be physical when we get in WCHA play, so it's a good indoctrination, especially for our younger players.
You guys did a little bit of practice out there with the shootout. How'd you feel about your team? How'd they do?
Good. You know, I mean, it's not an easy spot to be in. It really isn't. You know, you step out there in a game situation. It's one thing to do it in practice when you're playing showdown in front of your teammates, but when you do it like this, it's a little tougher. So, good experience for all of them. I thought they all did well in their attempts. Emma Terrace has just got some sick hands, and that was quite a goal she scored. But again, they got one more than we did.
You guys walk away with a win and a tie this weekend. Satisfied with the first weekend of hockey?
Oh yeah, I mean that's it's not about the result. We talked about it afterwards. You know, you got to play 60 minutes. It's a 60 minute game, and I said we took a step as a team this weekend, and now we'll get back after Monday, and now we go on the road. So. Robert Morse came in here, played us real hard, and I said that's going to happen every time we step on the ice against anybody.
You got a short week and then a long road trip to Vermont. How do you prepare your team?
Well, it's the first road trip's always a fun one, regardless of where you're going. You know, you get up and you're going off just the team on the road. So it's going to be a little longer. We're going to have to leave on Wednesday because of our early flight. But it's a great spot to go, Vermont, and we're certainly a good hockey team that we're going to face, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on a good weekend.
Thanks, Kelly.